There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Getting some insight now on one of our top stories. Women in Saudi Arabia being given the opportunity to open their own businesses, no longer needing permission from the male guardians to do so. We're joined on the line now by Saudi expert Amina Becker. She is senior correspondent at Energy Intelligence Group. Amina, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me.
It was lovely to speak to you again. I think the last time we spoke to you was when the ban was lifted on Saudi Arabian women driving. Now we're speaking to you, only a couple of months later, about the ban being lifted on Saudi women forming their own businesses. Put this in perspective for us, please.
Well, perspective, I could say it's a great time for women in Saudi Arabia. We're seeing a lot of reforms, especially lifting restrictions related to women. As you mentioned, there was a lift on the driving ban. By June, we should see women driving in the streets of Riyadh and other cities. And now, women can open their own businesses without the permission of men, which, again, is revolutionary for that country. And bit by bit, I think, I mean, the control of the guardianship will be completely lifted, and women would be as free as they would be in any country.
Let's look at both of those points, starting with what you've said there about the what I think of as being almost economic freedom, if you like, the ability to earn your own living if you want to. What does that mean for Saudi women, and what does it also mean for the Saudi economy?
Well, part of the reason the reforms are being justified to the public is that part of Vision 2030 is to revive the Saudi economy and diversify the economy away from oil. And in order to do that, it's necessary to have a big portion of the population working. And since 40-some percent of the population are women, and traditionally you would have many of these women after studying abroad or studying in Saudi or just basically acquiring a degree, they would get married and stay at home. And now having the possibility to work in Saudi Arabia, it'll be a big boost to the economy. And this is one of the primary reasons the leadership is going in that direction. In addition as well, I mean, these reforms are very positive for the leadership in a Western perspective. A lot of Western countries, especially the U.S., Europe, are encouraging they've been long called for, these reforms. So it's a really positive time for the kingdom.
On the surface, it sounds very positive, Amina, the removal of the waliyah, the guardian system in Saudi Arabia. Now, we've heard that women will be allowed to drive and they will be able to get a license without the approval of a guardian. They'll be able to start a business. But I'm guessing that sort of cultural sort of norms in Saudi Arabia will dictate that sort of women still listen to the male guardians. It may not change overnight for a lot of people. What sort of take-up are you expecting? Are you expecting a lot of sort of friction along the way to getting sort of freedom of movement even for Saudi women?
Well, it really depends. I mean, I know women from different economic statuses and different classes in Saudi Arabia. The women who are, let's say, more privileged or have the privilege of traveling or studying abroad or come from money, basically, they are the women who we will see first hitting the streets of Riyadh, Jeddah, and other cities. But again, yeah, I completely agree with you. There is a cultural challenge there. Men in Saudi Arabia are generally, society have never seen women have these kinds of freedom, and it will take time for it to adjust. And of course, people coming from a more traditional background, a conservative background, I've already heard many men that I know that they will ask their sisters, their mothers, their daughters not to drive and force them not to work, and they will have to listen to them. And this will just have to change over time. It's just going to take more and more time than but the fact that, I mean, it's not illegal anymore and it's allowed, this is a huge jump for the country.
But the privileged few obviously remain a small minority. I mean, the vast majority of people are further down that economic chain that you say will be a little bit more challenged. Is that correct?
sure it's correct, but I mean, the hope is that people from the lower middle classes or less economically privileged will see the advantage of women contributing to the household, and this will help the family. And I feel that this with a little bit of time will prove its benefits.
Are we seeing the end, as Malcolm intimated there, of the guardianship system, Amina, do you think?
I think we're very close. I mean, having all of these barriers removed, we're very close to seeing this guardianship system removed. But I again agree, men will still have power over women. I mean, culturally, women are taught to always listen to what their husbands or what their fathers say. So a complete removal, immediately, would be difficult.
So what do we know about how this is going to rule out women being able to open their own businesses? Is it immediate, a declaration, and people can go and get business licenses tomorrow? Or is it like the driving ban where we have a bit of a time lag between announcement and implementation?
Well, according to the decree that was released on the 15th of February, it didn't really specify time frames, but it said that women could now apply online to open businesses. So my guess it would be more, I mean, this sounds like it's more immediate than the driving. The driving needed to be delayed a little bit to prepare the women to make sure that they have the licenses, to make sure that they can drive, the pass tests, and so on. But opening businesses requires less preparation.
How easy is it to open a business in Saudi Arabia, do you know?
Well, these days it's become more, I mean, they're trying to streamline the processes. There's a lot of, there's a movement towards having all these services online, kind of moving in the UAE direction, where we have all our, we can pay for our bills and open businesses and so on electronically. And there has been a huge drive and movement towards that direction. So it's easing up.
Thanks very much for your insight this morning. Amina Becker is our Saudi expert. She's senior correspondent at the Energy Intelligence Group. We appreciate your time.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.